Morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church this morning. My name is Don Shipley. I'll be assisting in the service this morning as the liturgist. Before we begin our worship, I'd like to call your attention to the bulletin. On the back cover, we have a few announcements we'd like to call your attention to. The pumpkins have arrived. They're right out here on the front yard. So it's a fundraiser for our youth. Please come by, pick your pumpkins out through this week. There are several hours there that you could shop, and they're printed there on the bulletin. Another big activity for us is Hog on the Hill has arrived. It's here next Sunday afternoon from 4 to 7. No tickets needed this year, but there's a lot of fun activities for the children, a trackless train and a few other things, and there'll be some snacks with food trucks. There's rumors there's some barbecue there. And there's a silent auction. So it's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship. Invite your neighbors. This is an event for Asbury United Methodist, but we are reaching out to the community. We would love to have as many folks from the community come. So invite your friends and family, and let's have a wonderful fellowship next Sunday afternoon. We do thank everyone for filling out their pledge cards. If you've not had a chance to do that yet, there's some there in the pews in front of you. Please fill those out, consider and pray about that commitment and turn those in. We do welcome our visitors today, and there's attendance pads at the end of each pew that we would call your attention to and ask everyone to complete, so we'll have a record of your attendance and we can turn in some accurate numbers to the district. What a wonderful day that we're going to have today. Today is World Communion Day. It's a wonderful time when we stop and consider that we are all part of God's family and one under God's love. We want to call attention to some of the special things that will happen during the service, a couple of different activities. We'll have some assistance in some different languages during the call to worship. And again, in the Lord's Prayer, there'll be a couple of instructions that we'll give along the way. But it's a wonderful time of fellowship, realizing that across this world, Christians are worshiping at this very time. And we want to be a part of that and lift up and remember we're all one under Christ's grace and love. With that, let's join to our worship with Passing the Peace of Christ. Stand as we enter the call of worship, and we'll ask Sebastian Heist to come and join us this morning. Sebastian will lead us in the call to worship. The bold portion in the bulletin is the congregational response.
Wir sind alle eine Familie. Wir sind alle geschaffen in der Vorstellung Gottes.
We are all one family, all over the world.
Wir sind alle eine Familie, jeder einzigartig, jeder besonders.
We are all one family, brothers and sisters.
Wir sind alle eine Familie, geben und teilen Geschenke und Talente.
We are all one family, on one journey of faith. We are all one family, united in love, united in peace, united in Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Remain standing as we have our hymn of praise this morning, Christ for the World We Sing, number 568.
Thank you.
and the other children, come on down. Good morning, Samuel. How are you today? Hi, Elizabeth. Well, good morning. I don't know if you all paid attention today, but the choir sang a different song when the children were supposed to come down. And the words were, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, we are the church together. So sometimes I think when we hear the word church, what do we think about? When you hear the word church, what do you think of?
About God.
Do you ever think the church is this building? I think some of us, when we think of the church, we just think we're sitting in the church. But if this building were empty, if no one was here, it really wouldn't be the church, would it? It would just, it's just a place. I just wanted to read you some of the rest of that song. What we sang was actually the refrain, but the first verse goes like this. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. So we are the church together. We are the body of Christ. And Pastor Doug today is going to talk to us about being the body of Christ all around the world. Today is World Communion Sunday. And you might notice that people are giving the call to worship in different languages. I brought with me, this is sort of a model of the earth, okay? So we're here in the United States, but we had Sebastian talk to us in German, and his country is way over here. So people all over the world today are having communion like we are, in their own buildings, but all those people are really part of the church. So let's, if you would pray with me right now. Gracious God, thank you so much for reminding us that we are actually the church, and the people all around the world today are having communion just as we are, remembering what Jesus did for us. So as we go out from this place, remind us that we are the body of Christ, meant to share his love with the world. Amen.
As we begin a time of prayer in our service, I would like to ask Jetswin Mahil to come forward. He's going to assist us with the Lord's Prayer in a native language of Tamil. I think I pronounced that correctly. It's the sixth oldest language in the world and has a very long history. And Jetswin very gracious to help us this morning with that. What we will do, I will offer the pastoral prayer. We will move to the Lord's Prayer as we always do toward the end of that prayer, but we will say it a line at a time as Jesuin will echo in his language of Tamil. Please bow your heads and remember those that are printed in our bulletin and lift them up as we pray this week for each one of them and their needs. God of all creation, the earth and all that is in it is yours. You crafted the earth with great love and care and placed each planet and star in the heavens to display the majesty of your glory. Today, we focus on the world around us. Our thoughts and our prayers are with those who are miles away from us and in foreign lands. Lord, we pray for the sick and the afflicted, who don't have enough to eat or water to drink. We pray for those who have no homes or that have lost loved ones in hurricanes and earthquakes or the results of war. Lord, we so desperately need your presence in this world to unite all of your creation together, to cause us to praise you as the King and the King and the Lords of Lords. Help us to accomplish our part in bringing your kingdom here on earth. We pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Paramandalangalil, Ekira Engel Pitave, Umadia Nam, Palisatta Padavadaga,
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
உம்முடைய ராஜ்யம் வருவதாக உம்முடைய சித்தம் பரமண்டலத்திலே செய்யப்படுகிறது போல பூமியிலேயும் செய்யப்படுவதாக.
Give us this day our daily bread.
எங்களுக்கு வேண்டிய ஆகாரத்தை என்று எங்களுக்கும் தாரும்.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
எங்கள் கடனாளிகளுக்கு நாங்கள் மன்னிக்கிறது போல எங்கள் கடன்களை எங்களுக்கு மன்னியும்.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
எங்கள் சோதனைக்கு உட்பட பண்ணாமல் தீமை என்று எங்களை ரட்சித்துக் கொள்ளும்.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
ராஜ்யமும் வலிமையும் மகிமையும் எந்தெந்தேக்கும் உம்முடைய வைகளே. ஆமென்.
Amen. Thank you very much. As our ushers come forward this morning for our morning offering, remember the ministries that our gifts support around the world to bring the light of Christ in the world, and the blessings that we have in our lives and in our church and in our nation. Join me in prayer. Gracious God, we are so few here this morning compared to the enormity of your kingdom. We are only a small part of your body, the bride of Christ. Bless these offerings that our small part may be multiplied and used to touch many around the world. Amen.
Thank you.
remain standing and join us in the hymn of meditation this morning, One Bread, One Body, number 620. Amen. Please be seated. Yesterday was a beautiful day, but I got to ask you, how many of you are sore from working outside yesterday? Yeah. Have you ever just wanted to get out there and work really hard to accomplish tasks, only to get up the next day, or maybe I should say, try to get out of bed the next day? And you're so sore, you can barely move. Been there, done that. Well, you know, the old saying goes, hard work has its rewards. Yeah, it also has some drawbacks, too. And if you're not used to doing that strenuous activity, the drawbacks are deep down inside. Well, a few weeks ago, a friend of mine, now I have to preface this, an old friend of mine, in age, not in length of years that I've known him, injured his leg. Yeah, injured it doing some strenuous activity, we'll just say. Actually, he strained a ligament in his leg. Now, to get well, he had to rest, or he was told to rest the hurt leg, as well as seek a physician for help and medication. Now, to cut long story short, after about a week of rest, his leg was healed and he was able to get, so to speak, back in the saddle. But I understand
Getting back in the saddle, he's re-injured his ligament, so now he's got to seek some more medical attention. Sometimes we of many years are a little hard-headed, aren't we? Well, in this morning's scripture, we're going to find some instructions. Yes, instructions and examples about the church and how the church can function, how the church can get sore, yes, trying to do some things that it's not ready for, and what can happen to the church after it recovers and it gets back in the saddle. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I invite you to turn to Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. Turn to Ephesians, if you will. And we're going to be reading out of the fourth chapter, verses 11 through 16. And I just pray that as these words were penned through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that you hear these words the same as Paul did as he wrote them down. Chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its own work. The word of God for the people of God. Ligaments of love. Well, let's just start right there. A ligament. A ligament is the part of the body that is connective tissue between muscle and bone. Now, the muscles relax and they contract, moving the bones of the body. But without the ligaments, the muscles can contract all they want to. The bones aren't going to move. For movement, it requires that connection between muscles and bone, and even between bone and bone. For the body to function, accomplish movement, and yes, accomplish work. It is no mistake. The Apostle Paul refers to the church as a body in his letter to the church in Ephesus. He reminds them how the church was established. First and foremost, Christ gave himself up for the apostles, as well as the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But notice something. All of these, in turn, give themselves up for the church. But those people do not make up the whole of the church. In his letter, and I'm going to read just a short excerpt, in his letter to the church in Corinth, Paul tells the people there, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. This is how the body functions, through its many parts working together. Held together, essentially, and working as one. When the body is healthy, it works in unison, just as Paul stated. One part of the body is no more nor no less important than the others. Each part has its own role to play in the human body and in the body of Christ. All parts are equally important. But as with soreness, what happens when one of the body parts gets overworked or is not ready for the task at hand? The part of the body that is not ready gets tired and it gets sore. It isn't just that part of the body that's limited in function, but the whole body then suffers because of its mission. It suffers in achieving that. If healing doesn't take place, then that part of the body can become inflamed and possibly infection will set in. Then, just like my friend, have to go to the doctor, or as I like to call him, the physical terrorist, get some medicine, get some rest, and get some healing done. Well, does Paul address this in his letter to the church in Ephesus? Yes, he does. If we look at verse 14, it says, when we fail to work together, we're like children. We lose focus on the goals of the church, and we're, as it says, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemings. This deceitful schemings is the infection in the church. Left untreated, it will move from one body part to the next and to the next until the whole body is ailing. For those of us that have been in church for any length of time, sadly, we've seen this happen. The church goes from one working body, a body working as one, functioning as a whole, to one ailing and one possibly missing body parts. Here's an analogy or an example. Let's just say the church is like a basketball player. We're all familiar with that. And this player has got fantastic feet, can move with lightning quickness, strong legs, great vision, sees the court, the whole court almost at once, strong arms, good instincts, knowing where his teammates are going to be at any specific time during the game. But the player lacks good hands and keeps losing the ball. The player can't make good passes. The player can't accept passes and can't make a shot. The worst part about this player is they blame their errors on other people. As a result, not only does this player suffer, but the team as a whole suffers. Get the picture? Well, Paul in his writings has the answer, not only for the basketball team, but also for the church. For the team, the players need to rally around this player with bad hands and in gentleness and encouragement, work with this player. So the team begins to work again as one unit and accomplish the task at hand at winning the game. With the church, the truth is spoken in love, as Paul says, to the person. So the church, quoting, will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. Now, when Paul talks about in every respect, as I just read, he means all parts of the body. In every respect, all parts. And all parts begin to work together as one. No one single part can stand on its own, even when it is healthy, without the rest of the body. And when all the parts are healthy, and when they're united, the whole body moves forward towards the goal. The question, what is the goal of each part? What is the goal of Asbury? What's the goal of the Church Universal? The goal of the church, is threefold. And Paul told us this morning, to reach unity is one. Number two, become mature in the faith and knowledge of the Son of God. And three, attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, these seem like pretty insurmountable tasks. But I'm telling you, they're actually reachable. Keeping our eyes on Christ and relying on Him. I'll say that again. Keeping your eyes on Christ. Keeping our eyes on Christ and relying on Him. The whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. It's not just the pastor. It's not just the Sunday school teacher. It's not just the leaders. And I know Angel would not like me saying this, but it's not just the organist either, even though he's talented. It's not. It's everyone, all the parts of the body working together. And all the parts of the body need each other as well. Likewise, on this World Communion Sunday, the Church Universal has many parts, as we well know. Each church, as a part of the body, must play its part in reaching the world for Christ. We all have the same goal, to grow in the fullness of Christ, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything Christ commanded the disciples and commands us through His Word. The key is to find what Asbury's part is in the world body. To make that happen, we need to ask ourselves, what part do we play in this church, this body? When we allow the love of Christ to bind us together, we will be strong and solid as a body. It is the ligaments of love that will hold us together as we push toward the mark Christ has set for us. As we approach Christ's table this morning, I invite you to search your heart and see what part God would have you play in His church body. Jesus holds His church together. There is no doubt about that. Just like the ligaments that hold the human body together, the love of Jesus holds this church and all churches together, and it's held together in love. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you, please, to turn to page 26. We will be going through word and table number 4. There will be responses that are sung this morning. I invite you to turn there now. Hear this invitation. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time will grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words the Scriptures say to all that truly turn to the Lord. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the expiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Let us join together in a great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, with laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by the one offering of himself, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and didst institute, and in his holy gospel command to us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts of bread and of wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his passion, death, and resurrection, may be partakers of the divine nature through him, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after the supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. O Lord, our heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and thy whole church may attain forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be filled with the grace and heavenly benediction. And although we may be unworthy, through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. Please hear this. Please join with me in the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy such as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to partake of this sacrament of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that we may walk in the newness of life, may grow into his likeness, and may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. This table is Christ's table. It is none other. This is not a Methodist table. Again, this is Christ's table. All are welcome to come forward and to partake. We will have an offering basket here placed in the center aisle. This is offering that we take up every communion for our community assistance fund, for those people who come to the church needing assistance in whatever they have. If you would like to have, if you require gluten-free, then please let the server know that you require that. Let's remain in this attitude of mercy, humbleness, as we approach Christ's table. And I invite those that are going to assist in serving to come forward.
Let us pray together. Almighty Father, we thank you for these gifts. We thank you for this table. Father, there is no time in our praise and in our worship where we can draw closer to you than this moment, where we meet your Son, Jesus Christ, at this table. Father, I ask that if we take it in, this bread and this juice, that the blessing of it, that it goes to each and every cell of our bodies and strengthens not only our bodies, but Father, it strengthens our spirit as well. Bind us together with your Holy Spirit. Make us one with you and one in the body of Christ. I ask this in your Holy Son's name. Amen. Our hymn of commitment is hymn number 428, For the Healing of the Nations, For the Healing of the Nations, such an appropriate song this morning. Let us stand and sing together. If you'd like to come forward and spend more time at the prayer rail with our Heavenly Father, then please do so. Now is the time. If you'd like to come forward and join with this faith family, I'll meet you right here at the front and we will pray together as we all stand and sing. Hasn't the praise and worship been fantastic this morning? Thank y'all so very much. It just fills the sanctuary. But most importantly, as I prayed before the service, I prayed that the Holy Spirit would fill this sanctuary. And truly, 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 the Holy Spirit has been here this morning. And I hope you were touched. And I hope you just felt the presence this morning. It's been a blessing to be here this morning. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to see you. Last week I was on vacation and I was filled in by somebody very, very good, I understand. I'm just about ready to take off the robe and just hand it right on over.
Let's don't get carried away.
Okay. No, it's you know, the parts of the body, the pastors, the members, the choir, that we all have to work together, and no single part is more important than the other. Amen? We are all equally important in this body of Christ. Please bow and receive this blessing. Father, I thank you for your body. And just as Jenny said earlier, it is not this building. The church is the people. Let us all find our part in this body, using the gifts through the Holy Spirit to move the church forward, to reach people for you and for your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.